Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Arisha, you know when you have like a really juicy secret and you just can't wait to tell someone?
Not really. My secrets last like 5 seconds.
Okay, well, actor Anna Faris had one. Notice how I said had.
Yeah, it's one thing to be outed by someone else.
Yeah, and a whole other thing to tell on yourself. So Anna let something pretty big slip yesterday on her podcast, Anna Faris is Unqualified.
Yeah, super big. She accidentally told the world that she's married.
Oopsie. So she and her fiancé, cinematographer Michael Barrett, eloped and tied the knot at a courthouse in Washington State last month. So I guess the secret's out.
Now I've got to know, what juicy secret are you going to tell on yourself here on Rich and Daily?
Look, I save my secrets for our offline communication, strictly.
Oh, and they're always so juicy.
Yes. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
I am Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Thursday, July 22nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. So actor Anna Faris and cinematographer Michael Barrett tied the knot. They've now joined the secret wedding club of couples like actor Sophie Turner and musician Joe Jonas and pop star Ariana Grande and real estate broker Dalton Gomez.
Yeah, but the news didn't quite come out the way Anna planned.
I'm looking around, so it's just my fiancé's, right? Mike, he's now my husband.
Oh! What?
Yes, we eloped.
You did?
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry, honey. I just blurted that out. But it just
feels
like I can't say fiance anymore.
So Anna accidentally spilled the beans on this week's episode of her podcast, Anna Faris is Unqualified.
Yeah. So she and matchmaker April Byer were giving callers advice on all things romance. And a listener called in to talk about how she'd grown apart from her friends because of a new relationship. And that's when Anna let it slip.
Yeah. Do you think this was like a real slip?
I don't think it was planned in the sense she was like, okay,
right,
when this comes up, we'll talk about it. But I don't feel like it was, oh my God, I can't believe I told everyone I'm married.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's just kind of like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, like she called him her fiance first and then was like, well, actually my husband. So if she didn't want to spill it, she could have just kept going.
Right. She chose to like correct herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Anna and Michael met in 2017 on the set of the movie Overboard. She was obviously one of the lead actors, mm-hmm, and Michael was the cinematographer. They reportedly started dating about a month after Anna announced her split from husband actor Chris Pratt, and they've been very private about their relationship ever since.
Yeah, mum's the word seems to be kind of the theme of their relationship.
Yes.
And the only information we ever really get is when she seemingly slips up in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
One time she told People magazine that she and Michael had an immediate intimacy. She said, "We're both probably introverts in a very similar way. And he has 2 children and that has been awesome. I've really learned a lot about myself through his kids. It's been really rewarding."
Yeah. So then in 2019, they got engaged, but again, didn't tell anyone. And it was actually one of Anna's co-stars who let news of their engagement slip.
Yeah. So one of my all-time favorite actors, Allison Janney,
yes,
who was on the TV show Mom with Anna. And at a movie premiere, Allison told a reporter she had known about Anna's engagement for a long time, but had kept it quiet. And she told Us Magazine that she had gone into Anna's room to work on lines. And then she was like, "What's that ring on your finger?" And Allison said that she thinks Anna was waiting for everyone to notice. And once the news was out, Anna and Michael officially confirmed the engagement in February of last year.
Yeah. So, you know, like we said, they're pretty secretive. And even though Anna let the secret out on her podcast, she didn't really share much about the actual day of the wedding.
Yeah. They really don't like to give us much detail.
No.
What we do know is that it happened recently at a courthouse on the San Juan Islands off the coast of Seattle. And just this morning, E! News reported that they've obtained the couple's marriage certificate and it was signed June 14th.
Yeah. So it seems like Anna was even hush-hush about it with her own family.
My aunt asked me, "You are going to be a stepmom. How are you feeling about that?" And I said, "Well, actually, I am a stepmom as of like 4 days ago."
Oh my gosh.
But it was great. Everything about it just felt right.
Yeah. So she's now a stepmom to Michael's 2 kids from a previous marriage. And, you know, the interesting thing is, Anna said before she wasn't even sure she really wanted to get married again.
Yeah, so this is her third marriage. She was first married to actor Ben Indra for about 4 years. She was also married to Star-Lord, a.k.a. Guardians of the Galaxy actor Chris Pratt, for 8 years, and they have an 8-year-old son together named Jack. And then in 2017, Anna and Chris split up.
Yeah, so after she and Chris split, Anna talked pretty openly on her podcast with Gwyneth Paltrow about her relationship struggles.
My two other marriages were with actors, and I don't think we did a great job of eliminating competitiveness, or at least I didn't, you know, being a proud person and not wanting to reveal vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Any hint of competitiveness and comparison, mm-hmm. I didn't handle that very well, I don't think. And I hope I've grown from that.
So I do like that she's pretty open about all of this. Like, she does spill a lot, I think, on her podcast. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, she and Chris still have a great relationship because of their son.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good when you put the child first. And mm-hmm. Anna said that Chris texted her when he proposed to his new wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger. And Anna not so subtly reminded him that she's an ordained minister, which I would have loved to have seen. And I mean, the four of them, Anna, Michael, Chris, and Katherine, they all went trick-or-treating with Jack, which I think is great.
Yeah. So is it third time's a charm for Anna?
I mean, I hope so. It seems like she, Michael, and the kids have bonded a lot these days. I mean, she told People magazine that they bought a camper van and traveled around the country together. They even bought a portable printer for the kids' remote schooling. I mean, it seems like they're in a very healthy place with each other.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one thing I am impressed with is her ability to simultaneously spill secrets, but then also keep things a secret.
Yeah, it's a skill. I mean, if acting doesn't work out, she should head to PR. But yeah. It makes me wonder, though, what else is she hiding?
I don't know. Maybe we should invite her to come on Rich and Daily, see what other secrets she's got to tell.
Yeah, I mean, if she's going to accidentally tell a secret, it might as well be on our show.
Yeah. Anna, consider this your formal invitation. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.